Was that something that folks, was that, you know, would folks say that? Or?
They call it a funky smell.
Okay. Somebody told me when you hear that, they say people smell funky.
Yeah,
when you got
that's
around,
right.
When you got around people, mostly niggers use that. They say,
oh,
well,
yeah.
Man, he sure smell funky.
Oh, they got all kind of expressions.
Yeah.
I've been around, like I said, I've been around them all my days.
Yeah.
All my days.
But they would, they call you out in the field, they'd call you Mr. Joe or something like that?
No. Well, see, it was with Dad and them, but see, I would have come up a child, you know, under most of them that was here. They call them, when you get so old, they start calling you Mr. Like now they call me Mr. Cease. But you have to, they just call you by your name till you get, oh, 15, 16, 17 years old, grown. That was the thing at that time. Now it's completely different.
How is it now?
It's no Mr. and Mrs. at all anymore.
Yeah.
It's completely different. But now they, some of them do, they still, you know. Before, that's all you, in other words, now it's got so common either way that if you hear it, you think about it. If you don't think nothing about it. But before, it was, oh, people used to, they used to get mad at them. In other words, it was embarrassing for a man, you know, from calling white people, don't call them Mr. Hell, they'd get mad. Back years ago.
Yeah.
Sure. But as I said, my dad and uncle, they always called them Big Boss and Little Boss. No such thing, Mr. Perrone and Mr. Perrone. They didn't call them that.
They treated them good, too.
Oh, yeah, they treat them real good. They treat them way better than average.
Yeah.
Anybody tell you that? Everybody know it. People know that and they do. You know, they never had any. But now over here, see, like I said, it was all woods back in here, but at one time, before my time, it was houses every 150 yards back in these woods. I would say it was more people on this side of the lake than was on the other side at one time. But it was mostly colored people now.
Yeah. Now, Joe, let me ask you, how would they live? In other words, they had their own, they had houses, you're saying, or you're right, but would they always get married?
Well, some of them, yeah. Oh, they would have children without getting married, you know, a lot of that was common.
They'd have a...
See?
Yeah. What would you call a kid that was born of somebody who wasn't married, maybe?
They call them a bastard.
Yeah, child. Bastard, right, but any funny name, would they ever call them a... I might say, that boy doesn't have a father, he's just a... he's just an old...
No.
Buzzard egg, or...
No, they didn't say too much like it, he really... But most of them were just, at my time, see, like I said, they were mostly married. It was rare here. Of course, now well, this guy worked for us. He had a child. He got a grown man that he never was married to the woman, as far as that goes. Man worked for me now.
Would, what about a child that was born of a racially mixed marriage?
What do you mean now?
Well, would you have any? What?
Colored and white?
Yeah.
Not too much. That was rare.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any around the town or the county when you were younger?
Not me especially. I know of some of them, but not, you know, you could tell them.
Kids were?
Brighter. In complexion.
Yeah. I thought you meant in First for Cassidy.
Well, in a way, I guess you would say that. I mean, they had a, well, I guess you put it this way, the most of the child, you know, the woman started off. In other words, you would all advance according to what they let you, in a way. In other words, if a man got that more got involved with a woman, you know, she'd automatically be advanced more than others, in a way. That's the way it was. See, we had a man up here. Were you turned off up here? That was a man, David, was his name.